Lech lecha, lech lecha, go. Lech lecha, me'artzecha, lo'adcha, me'beis avicha. Your land, your birthplace, your family. Leave them all. The Pasuk could have said, go to the land I want you to go to. Go to Eretz Asher Ereka. No, Lech Lecha. You gotta leave. You gotta leave. It's a direct parallel to the Torah's description of marriage. But the Pasuk says, Al Kein Yazov Ish. A man leaves his father and mother and then joins his wife. What's he going to leave for? What's he going to leave for? It's not adding another relationship. It's building a relationship. And for that one's got to leave. He can't remain a child and build a home. Lech lecha. El aretz asher areka. You want greatness? You want to attain what you could. The first step is to leave everything that is comfortable. We're stuck in our comfort zones. We're stuck in our little boxes that confines our growth. It limits us so. There's so many things we're afraid to think of, afraid to consider, afraid to undertake. You got to first let go. You can't do both. You can't do both. You cannot attain greatness and remain in your comfort zone. Yeah, you can become better at what you do. But you can't become great. But 1 second, what if you're in the right place? What if your comfort zone is good? What if it's cozy? I don't know, a couple of years here, you're sitting and learning and it's comfortable and it's great and it's so nice. To become great. No, you're stuck. You're stuck, you're stuck. You can't think about what's next. You can't think about what your next level is going to look like. This is true at every stage of your life, every stage of your growth. If you ever get stuck, that's where you're going to end up. Greatness is to constantly grow. Think of new horizons. Make different demands on yourself. Never get comfortable. As soon as it gets too cozy, you're stuck. Great people are not stuck. There's always something new. Always new levels. This is true of your midos. This is true of your wisdom. This is true of your care for others. It's not just do more. It's not more of the same. It's a different level, a level you were afraid to think of. That's what it's about here. El Ores Asher Areko. Hashem will show us new and greater and bigger horizons. If we're willing to let go. People are generally stuck. Everything they do is based on that same jaded vision of where they started out. I haven't moved on. A little more of this, a lot more of that. For the most part, our basic goals and dreams are set when we are kids. And most people don't really change. They just get older. They're capable of doing more. But their basic worldview doesn't change. That's not growth. Growth is to become wiser, to see past that. Most difficult work. We can do anything as long as we feel secure. Letting go of that which gives us security. Considering what you were never willing to consider before. Lech lecha. That's the story of the Jew. Lech lecha. Let go. Let go. Dream. Think, explore, and make new demands on yourselves. Don't just be stuck. Chazal tell us angels are called omdim. They stay in one place. The angel's name is what he is, and that's all he'll ever do. Humans are called ma'alchim. They're moving. We're not stuck. And again, stuck includes just being older, just being a little more experienced. That's still stuck. You're stuck in your old ways. They just become more sophisticated. That's not growing. The most difficult, of all of our challenges. Letting go of the familiar. What are the ideologies you feel comfortable with? And then you're too afraid to consider otherwise. You study Torah and there are ideas there and they seem to go against what you're used to. 1 second, think it through. Will you allow yourself to be objective? No. Will you allow yourself to be objective? Are you stuck because you're trained to think in a certain way? Lech lecha, let go. You're not even going to know Pshat in a Gemara. If you're not willing to let go of the way you're accustomed to thinking and feel comfortable thinking. Certainly, if it's a matter of making life decisions and going off in new directions and undertaking different kinds of responsibilities, if you're not willing to let go, so much is untouchable. So much will remain beyond you. You gotta let go. You gotta let go. You gotta be brave. First, we tell you to let go and buy into what we do here. And then we tell you to let go and take it further. No, we'll never let you rest. Lech lecha. Lech lecha. Never get stuck. Never, never, never get stuck. That's the parsha. You know, this is where it all begins. Bereishis, Noah, what do we understand already? Lech lecha is the beginning of the Jewish nation. Now, how does it begin? Lech lecha. Let go. So let go. And see how great you can become.